So often in his ministry, Jesus is using typical Jewish tendency to exaggerate dramatically to make a point, to shock people into sitting up and listening. And as is always critical when trying to understand the Gospels, we need to understand the cultural context that Jesus is speaking into. Jesus' message is all about emphasizing priority, the order of priority, and discipleship. Commitment to the kingdom of God has to be priority numero one. Transformational acceptance of Jesus as King brings a brilliant light into our lives that informs our views on life and informs our priorities. Our eyes should be opened to what's important. And in this light, our families are to be seen as extraordinary gifts from God. And today, 32 years after we were married, I celebrate and give thanks for my wife's remarkable tolerance and endurance. We should love our families. We should love ourselves, made in the image of God, and see ourselves as God's gifts to the world. Now, describing somebody who thinks that they are God's gift to the world is normally a criticism. They're too pleased with themselves, ideas above their station. But we should see ourselves as God's gifts to the world and understand all the responsibilities attached to that. We are to hate nothing other than evil, turning away from God's light. The love of God, following the example of Jesus, have to be the most important aspect of our lives. Halfway acceptance is not an option. Now, for most of us, following Christ will not create significant clashes with our families. It may do, but for some, there certainly will be acute tensions. The disciples would undoubtedly have encountered resistance when they gave up everything to follow this enigmatic teacher. Zebedee's fishing business severely compromised when his sons, James and John, left to join Jesus. Modern day, perhaps extreme example, which I think I mentioned at some point last year, is the grandson of a founder of Hamas, the Islamic Palestinian movement. He fled the West Bank and converted to Christianity, and has slightly bizarrely renamed himself John Calvin. Given the threats that he received from his family if he returned to the West Bank, he has received asylum in the US and now lives in New York. Less dramatically, but somewhat poignantly, a friend of mine was confirmed fairly recently, but her family just refused to attend in support. There are several members of city church communities whose conversion has caused breakups in family relationships. The way of the cross can be arduous, and we all have different journeys to follow. And for us, there may indeed be more challenging times ahead in the UK as our religion becomes more and more officially unpopular. The world becomes secular, and also as the church has the courage to speak out on key issues. Refreshingly, over the last few weeks, a number of church leaders have spoken out about climate change, about the apparent lack of integrity and honesty in politics. And as the church rightly speaks out more, there will be more hostility. The costs of becoming members of the kingdom should be understood. The example Jesus sets out of building a tower is a timeless and I think particularly resonant. How could anybody possibly embark on a construction project without knowing the full cost? Sadly, Crossrail delayed for perhaps 2 years. Who knows the ultimate cost? HS2, £7 billion spent. Estimates of costs up to £100 billion compared to the original £50 billion. I'm not sure why we do struggle so much with the infrastructure projects. Apparently, the per mile cost of HS2, if it's built, is likely to be 10 times the per mile cost of the French high-speed network. You may be familiar with the advertisement supposedly drawn up by Ernest Shackleton in 1914 before he embarked on his Antarctic expedition to encourage intrepid people to join his remarkable hazardous expedition. It may be an urban myth, as despite a reward, no one has found the actual advert in a paper, but I think the spirit is certainly true. The advert ran, "Men wanted for hazardous journey, low wages, bitter cold, long hours of complete darkness, safe return, doubtful, honor and recognition in the event of success." As I say, whether true or not, many, many applied for this expedition, knowing the risks but inspired by the potential achievement. Discipleship has to involve cost, risks, dangers, an unknown cost. Many in the areas of darkness and persecution in the world do indeed pay with their lives for their faith or suffer constant bitter opposition. And for us, perhaps the more privileged, it has to have a cost, make an impact on our lives, our use of resources, our public image is at risk. Some are indeed called to give up all possessions, to provide inspiration for others, and to demonstrate to all that we should hold our possessions lightly. Again, seeing them as gifts from God, and always ensuring that our possessions do not hold us. Back to my dear wife, she's acknowledged her handbag problem. Her friend fairly recently made her take count of the handbags that she's collected. 122, mainly acquired, she's very swift to point out, from charity shops. But she's committed to halving the number as a start, to giving them away. So we'll see how the number develops and whether the temptation to buy has gone or not. Thankfully, she's not here to point out all the clutter that I acquire and haven't got rid of. I do need liberation in that respect. Me and all of us are commanded to travel light and to follow the way of the cross of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen.